Dominic, lovely question here from Bruce Robertson on email, chris@nakedscientist.com, and he says, when flying, say, from Europe to South Africa, it's about a 10 to 12-hour flight, and when starting the flight, the destination airport will be in a different place to when you arrive, in other words, because the Earth is turning. So how do they get round that?
Yeah, I mean, that's a fascinating idea, isn't it? I always like the idea that perhaps you could take off in a helicopter in London and just float in the air for 6 hours or so and then descend and land in New York, and that would be a very cheap and easy way to cross the Atlantic. In fact, any aircraft is travelling through the Earth's atmosphere, and the Earth's atmosphere is moving with the rotation of the Earth. So, unfortunately, the air that the aeroplane is travelling through is also rotating, and so you don't have to take any special account for the fact that the Earth is rotating, because you're being carried with that medium. And obviously the reason why that is because there's friction between the air in the atmosphere and the ground below, and that friction will start the air rotating with the Earth. And at the top of the atmosphere, there's no friction there with space, because there's nothing above the atmosphere. So with time, the atmosphere just picks up the Earth's rotation.
You've sort of also answered the True Hope's email question, who wanted to know why does the atmosphere move along with the Earth's rotation, and you've answered that in that question as well. Thank you, Dominic.